Welcome to Inbound Raleigh, a podcast for the transit curious in the Triangle. It's almost time for back to school time for college students, so today I really wanted to talk about the Wolf Line. The Wolf Line, if you don't know, is a bus system for NC State here in Raleigh, but what you might not know is that everyone can use it. So today I've got Byron Bryant, the transit manager for NC State University. Do I have your title right?
That's okay. Correct.
Welcome, Byron.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So first, let's talk about some of the basics. Can you tell us a little bit about the Wolf Line, kind of the overview?
So the Wolf Line is a transit system designed for students, but it is open to the public. So it travels around main campus, but it also connects main campus to our auxiliary campuses at Centennial Campus and at the Vet School.
Okay. So how many buses are in service each day? And I mean, mostly during the school year when it's in full operation, of course.
So we do operate basically three almost completely different types of services. So currently we're in between semesters. So we operate what's called our limited service, only six buses on six different routes. So one bus per route, very limited. During the summer semesters, we operate 10 buses on eight different routes. And during the full fall and spring semesters, which everybody's always interested in, we operate 38 buses on 12 different routes. And that is a change from the past spring semester, which would have been 34 buses.
We added some.
Yep, so 34 buses on 11 different routes. So we've added a new route, and we're expanding service on a couple of routes.
Very cool. Any idea how many people use the Wolf Line during that school year time?
So the last fall semester, which is what we always try to trend towards using those numbers, around 22,000 passengers a day will board a Wolf Line bus.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So we in terms of ridership, we have some very envious transit partners in the region for our ridership numbers.
Yeah, I feel like, and maybe this is my misperception, but I feel like a lot of people don't know that you don't necessarily have to be a student or work on campus to use the Wolf Line. Is there a lot of outreach on that, or am I completely wrong about this?
So that's absolutely correct. The Wolf Line is open to the public, just like any other transit system. The biggest difference is we do not have a fare. So our system is supported primarily by student fees and supplemented by some auxiliary income that we generate here in the transportation department on campus. But again, the public is welcome to use the bus, even though the system is kind of designed towards students.
Sure.
That's kind of generates where the bus goes. So it's not a great benefit for someone that lives off Capitol Boulevard, but certainly if you're on the southeast side of Raleigh, certainly give us a look.
Okay. So as a member of the regular residents of Raleigh, since I don't pay student fees, do I need to, you know, sign up for a pass or anything, or I just can hop on a bus whenever?
Absolutely not. So again, we don't have a fare box, so we can't take money from you. You don't have to show your ID, just like you said, hop on the bus and ride.
All right. Sounds pretty good. I think you guys have an app, is that right? Use Transloc?
So we use Transloc, so do all the agencies in the region. But our benefit, or the thing we like to brag about, is Transloc was actually invented here in NC State by a handful of students, three in fact. And that relationship has continued throughout the years. I believe Transloc was invented around 2003, if I'm not mistaken. So I apologize to those out there listening if I misquoted the date. But yeah, Transloc has been around for a while, and just like Wolf Line, it's seen many iterations and has evolved greatly over the years.
Okay. So I was checking out the Wolf Line online, and there's something called Red Terror Events, which seems like a good thing that people should know about because football season is about to start.
So Red Terror is our game day service. So Red Terror provides game day service, again, primarily for students from main campus over to the arena and stadium area. So for football games and men's basketball games at the PNC Arena, we do provide that service. And it's quite busy. I believe in 2017, I took a photo, and there was about 300 passengers waiting for the first bus to roll up. I can't remember who we were playing that year, but obviously it was a very
popular
game.
Oh, okay. Here I'm thinking, I can save myself the trouble of parking. I could just get myself to campus and then hop on a bus.
But well, yeah, you certainly can. So there are several buses, and generally speaking, on a normal game day, the bus runs about every 10 minutes, and there's ample parking on campus on the weekends when generally the football game is.
Okay. So it is a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have the figures on this. I could have sworn I'd heard from a city official that the Avon Ferry Corridor is actually the busiest or second busiest bus line in the city. Do you know?
I believe that is correct. I do recall, I believe, Mr. Eric Lamb, one of the big wigs over at the City of Raleigh and the Planning Department, making that statement. And that's due in large part to the service generated by Wolf Line. We have three different routes to actually service that corridor, one of them being our second busiest route within our system. So the Route 1 Avon Ferry bus that travels from campus all the way down Avon Ferry to the Food Line Shopping Center and back up in that direction. So, it's quite the busy corridor. In addition to that, Raleigh has their service as well, the Route 11 that also comes to campus and services a few stops on main campus as well.
Okay. You mentioned that's your second busiest Wolf Line route. What's the most busy?
So the busiest route is the Route 3 engineering. So that is the primary connection for engineering students who almost exclusively live on main campus but have most of their classes on Centennial campus where engineering is housed.
Okay.
And it's not uncommon for that route for a single bus on that route to pick up and drop off 80 to 150 students in a 30-minute time span.
Wow.
So that's not uncommon at all.
So the Wolf Line's been around since 1980, August, right? Is that right?
That's correct.
39 years old.
Yep.
What are some of the biggest changes in the last couple of years for the system? You mentioned new routes, new buses.
So the Wolf Line actually started out, I believe, with two buses and a single route back in 1980.
Wow.
Due to a parking shortage. So we have come a long way. It's been quite a few years, but we have come a long way to 38 buses and 12 different routes that operate starting August 19th. But more recently, we did change contractors. So a lot of people don't realize that the university does not employ the bus operators. We don't actually technically own the buses. All that stuff is taken care of by our contractor, and we go out to bid every so often for that service to be provided for us by our contractor. Most recently, we did change in 2017 from one contractor to another, to our current contractor, TransDev. And with that change came an entire fleet of new buses. So our entire fleet is only 2 years old, and we're actually adding five buses this summer. So we'll actually have five buses that are brand spanking new on August 19th.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to ride a new bus.
Yeah, you know, it has that new car smell.
So what's next for the Wolf Line? Anything coming up in the future?
So we're always looking at making changes and adjusting to the campus environment and how it changes. For instance, there are two brand new buildings being built on Centennial campus. A lot of research space, a lot of new classrooms. So we're always managing that and adjusting to where people are going to and coming from. So that's primarily what we'd be focused on with changes. We're not really looking at service expansion so much as maybe route development and redesign.
You mentioned that the bus system got started because of a parking shortage. Is that something you guys are always thinking about in terms of trying to keep people from, you know, driving from class to class and parking their cars?
Right. So that's always a challenge. But we do try to provide a very robust service. So, for instance, the Route 3 that I mentioned earlier, during primary class times from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., that bus runs every 6 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So we do realize that our system is a little different than the traditional transit system, where you have peak hour in the morning and the afternoon, whereas we kind of have peak hour from 8:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
So we do, like I said, try to provide a robust service in a fashion that many, especially in this region, many transit agencies, their most frequent service would match our least frequent service.
Right. It's just kind of impressive. But so do you think students are more inclined to ride the bus just because it is easier for them? It's like smaller space getting around?
I think it's out of necessity. You mentioned the parking situation. So you are not allowed to cross park on our campus. We do enforce that rather vigorously. And that's actually a recent change for us as well. Not to get off the topic of transit, but We do, in my department, we do handle enforcement and parking as well. So we have upgraded our technology in that fashion that we actually use LPR, license plate recognition, on campus.
And fascinating.
That has certainly helped in educating permit holders and others that come to visit campus in the parking policies that we have on campus. So that's very beneficial in making sure that everyone that purchases a permit has space to park the car.
Well, is there anything I haven't asked you that you particularly feel is important to talk about?
Well, you mentioned that, you know, the service started in 1980, and that means we'll be turning 40 next year.
That's right.
So we have not put any concrete plans in place, but we do certainly plan on celebrating that. We're going to be working with the homecoming planning committee and possibly try to do something during the homecoming parade. I actually had the pleasure of meeting and spending a day with two of the innovators of Wolf Line. So the student body president and treasurer from 1980.
Wow.
I actually got to meet them last year, which was really cool. Dr. Joe Gordon and Mr. Steve Ray, really great guys and hugely important in the in university community as far as being donors and giving back their time and resources to the university. So that was a pleasure, and I fully expect and hope to involve them in that celebration next year.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Byron, for meeting with me today. I appreciate it. So, listeners, if you've ever ridden the Wolf Line, we'd love to hear what you think. But again, if you have complaints, that is a contractor, so Byron doesn't want to hear about it.
Well, actually, I do handle that as well.
Okay. You can email us at inboundraleigh@gmail.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.